This place is like a ghost town. On any given day, there are 100,000 people coming and going at Logan, according to airport officials. The usual hustle and bustle with passengers was reduced to a smattering of people here and there. And after 3 p.m., there will be no arrivals here at Logan until sometime Saturday, possibly, and zero departures until Sunday. Logan usually handles over 1,000 flights per day, and many flights took off as usual this morning. But that will change, of course, as the storm worsens. Airport officials are intent on keeping the airport operational until then by keeping open one runway. In a press briefing moments ago, Edward Freeney, director of aviation at Logan International Airport, explained how Massport plans to do that.
We have a dozen Vimas machines. They're the best snow removal equipment in the system. They're all ready to go. They're all in service. This is a machine that has a 27-foot plow blade in the front, has a sweeping mechanism in the middle, and a high-speed blower system in the back, all in one machine. We can clear a runway within 10 to 12 minutes under normal conditions, down to bare pavement. So this is a game changer. These machines we've had since the beginning of 2000, and we started with four, and we're up to 12 now, and it's the state-of-the-art technology for snow removal.
The conditions that would force Logan to close altogether were outlined by Freeney as well.
It's more the visibility, Maya, than the winds. But if the winds are sustained over 50 mile an hour, then that becomes conditions that we think we need to, you know, stay safe and take the crews off.
But this is the main message for those who expect to travel. Airport officials do not expect Logan to resume regular operations until Monday or possibly Tuesday. Philip Martin, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.